to Tango Mobile.
Guten Tag. How's Rusty this morning? This is your old TR stationary.
For a Wednesday morning, gotta go up to Publix and pick up some bread for tonight's dinner at the choir dinner. And so I'm gonna go pick that up. Hang on a second. Call, since it's a spam call, potential spam call. We gotta go get some kind of bread rolls for tonight's dinner and go to my favorite place to get it, Publix, because they've got good breads. And they got some steaks on sale. They also got peaches on sale, so I'm going to go look and see what they got and bring a few things home, you know?
Boy, we bought some blackberries. I should say I bought some blackberries for the grandson yesterday. I got about half of them down to him. I was surprised that they were good this late. I had bought another box several weeks ago, and I had a few that weren't, you know, they were too tart. But these things were twice as big as your thumb, I'd say. You know, they just melt in your mouth. It was delicious, Rusty. Way too expensive, $8.50 a quart. But, oh, it was just kind of a treat because the grandson likes them. And the peaches have been wonderful.
Yeah, blackberries this late, I've got to remember where I've seen them that they come from this late in the year. Usually the blackberry season is over by now. It's usually May and June, April, May, end of April, May, and then a little bit of June, and that's usually it for blackberries and all. So. But, you know, maybe I forget, and all, they could have come from California, or they could have come from South America. I don't know, but... it's that time of year, you know, so. Anyway, well, glad you got them for him. Take care of his sweet tooth and spoil him a little bit. But, got to find me a new antenna to go on this car for the 2-meter 440. Because I got 2-meter 440, my antenna on top's only a 2-meter. And there's something rattling inside the thing itself, so. I got to figure out, and the best I can figure is that there's just something broken loose in there, and it's all formed around the base of the antenna, so you can't get to it to do anything, you know?
I'm trying to think of the name of that catalog I got downstairs on them. I had most anything will work, though. I used to run MFJs and everything else. They all work, Rusty. Just get a dual bander. But I'm getting so old, I'm forgetting the names on them. I got a new one downstairs. I'm going to put, it's a stationary one, not a mobile. And I'm going to use it in a different spot. But it's just been too dang hot. It's showing 89 out there now, but the humidity is 65%. And with that, the heat index is already 100.
Well, that's why I've been pretty much inside the house most of the morning doing stuff in the house. You know, laundry, dishes, things like that. Just slow getting started. And all that. Actually didn't jump in the shower until about an hour ago. And just taking my time. Trying to get things done. And stay inside where it's cool. Going by a house over here where the guy is putting him up one of those wooden fences all around, so he's got some privacy in his backyard. And where that house sits, he's still not going to have a whole lot of privacy because people come in the road, can see right down into his backyard, even with the fence that I can tell he's putting up. So I guess it'll have to be, he's doing it for the sake of keeping kids or dogs in the yard, I guess. Anyway, but, Bob gave me an antenna, and I was going to try to install it on the base I have, but it don't work. It's a Comet, and it's got an SO2, like a PL259 on it, which means it's got the prong, the point that sticks out, and so does my base. It has the same type of thing. They won't screw together, you know?
Well, I was trying to get the viewing schedules here. Yeah, I remember him saying he had one that you could have. Oh, shoot. Well, I went down to physical therapy early this morning, if you want to call it early, about 9 o'clock. Wow, she worked me over. I hurt so bad I couldn't hardly get in the house when I got home. And he really did. And it's just that I'm so beat up, it hurts. But I stopped on the way back and got us some good, heart-healthy Dunkin' Donuts. Brought them back and just shared them with Miss Bernice here. And, they were delicious. Just a maple glazed donut thing, and got me another glazed donut with it, and her a couple. They were delicious. Had a cup of coffee, and I just opened up the computer here. But, man, do I hurt. But he gave me some new exercises to do. Traffic was about normal, crazy as usual, but normal. Not too bad this morning down Wadehampton through town. But you can't do much outside. He was talking about exercise. I said, yeah, it'd be nice if you could get out. And I'll go out for 30 minutes at a time, maybe, and feed the chickens, water the chickens, and whatever they need, and then I'm heading back to the house.
Well, it got started. I was up late last night, so I didn't get up till a little bit later this morning, so. But my alarm went off at about the same time somebody called me on the phone, so, you know, it was a case of I better go ahead and get up. So I did, and then started rattling around doing things, and over here on Reedville Road, they're building another apartment complex over here. Just what we need, more apartments. I was looking at a place yesterday and looking at what they want. Their rent starts, their rent for an apartment starts at $1,430 a month. And that's probably for a one bedroom.
That's amazing. What was ours, Bernice, out in California? Ours for a one-bedroom apartment. It was nice, and you had a swimming pool and a community swimming pool and right there. And then you had a rec room, which didn't amount to much. $135 a month. That's back when I was in the Navy, and we was out in Mountain View, California.
I remember things like that, you know, rents were reasonable. Today, they're not. So, anyway, well, I'm going to jump out here for just a minute. I've got to run in here and take my shirt into the cleaners here and let them make it look pretty so it'll be nice and lightly starched for me. I'll be back in just a minute or two. W2T.
Okay, Rusty. I got to go out and tend the girls there, the birds, and so I probably won't be here then, but you have a nice day and a safe day. And W2TN0TR is clear.
Mobile. or 40,000 or 50,000. There's a subdivision over here near me that's building on the road, one of the roads I travel a lot. And when they started building on this new section last year, the price of the houses was going in the high 180s to low 190s. Now those same houses, same layout, same houses, they haven't changed anything. They're now in the 240s to 250s. So you figure it out.
We just did a refi on ours. I don't know, we were at like 4%. And now we cut that more than half. And the value of the house went up $60,000.
Materials problem is with the houses. Builders can't get paint to paint the houses. They can't get wood to build the frames. You know, the cost, I don't know if they can get it, but it costs more. I was looking the other day, 1 8-foot 2x4. Not good grade. $9 and something a piece. You want one that's good grade, it's going to cost you almost $16 for a one that's, you know, treated. And that's getting into the ridiculous area.
I got one for you. A couple days ago, I was at, I had to get two by 10 by 12, pressure treated. Out the door with tax, $98.
Me, one of the guys I know, he was building a porch the other day, and he went to get the materials for his porch, and by the time he walked out the door with everything, it was $3,800, and he ain't building that big a porch. So, you know, that's, like I said, it's gotten ridiculous. Anyway, well, I have arrived at which place at which I have been intending to arrive, and I'm going to go inside where it's a little cooler and get my groceries and then get back on the road. So I'll talk to you later. W2T clear.
All right, Rusty, take it easy. W1RER, we've also reached our destination.
This is Kilo Oscar 4 ATS. Radio check.
TXTX 4YM, radio sounding good.
Yep, this is KM4 ZST, read loud and clear. Over.